Asia Parham begins her treatment of I'm Glad There Is You. By the end of the song, like many in her repertoire, she will have taken it to many directions. Asia's family background, her education, and personal inclinations give her the desire to explore multiple musical connections.
At a young age, my father was a bassist, and he introduced me to music. And so from there, I was classically trained at the University of Minnesota. I had done musical theater throughout my whole entire life. And with the classical training, I did 4 years with Glenda Maurice as my voice teacher. And that was all I did straight for 4 years. And as soon as I got out of college, I wanted a change of pace. And so instead of classical music, I sought out different clubs. I went to the Blue Nile first in Minneapolis, and I started singing there. And I would just sing my favorites. So I would sing Whitney Houston tunes. I Will Always Love You was a favorite that the audience loved, and I would do Chaka Khan, and I would try and do some jazz, and I just loved to sing, and so I sang out everywhere. I tried to seek out all kinds of different places.
Asia, the classical training has given you a lot of technique, but I know you know there's much more to singing than technique. It's the attitude that you give to a song, and yours is upbeat.
Yes, I love to put my personality in all of my different songs. So whether it's a slow song, sad song, musical, R&B, jazz, I love to just put my happiness out there. I'm a very happy, cheerful person, and so I usually throw that into my music.
Listeners can really feel you on your take of My Funny Valentine. We're speaking with Asia Parham, and certainly an individualistic take on My Funny Valentine. And you also love Latin. Where'd that come from?
When I was in college for 4 years, I salsa danced. And there was a Loring Pasta Bar was the spot on Friday nights to go salsa dancing. And I really just, I attached myself to it. And I would go there, and you'd see anything from professional salsa dancers in their ball gown gear to amateurs who are stepping on each other's feet and learning how to move side to side. So it was just an amazing experience. And so I did that for so long. And it's just the element of the free dance, and it's also structured, and the movement, and it's sensual and empowering. And Latin is great music as well.
Being a dancer, you must love that the kind of rhythmic grooves you get when you sing and play Latin.
Yes, I love it because it gets people out on the dance floor. When I played with Francisco Mela at the Twin Cities Jazz Festival, and he was surprised that I knew these different rhythms like reggaeton and merengue and samba and bossa, and just calling out those different rhythms to him to change within the song as well. So I want to move people with that Latin, with those Latin tunes.
Bésame, bésame mucho, como si fuera esta noche, última vez. We're speaking with Asia Parham. You like it when you take a song from one genre and then do a little something to it to give it a whole new spin.
Yes, I have performed with Solomon Parham, my husband, everybody knows him, Solomon Sessions. A lot of times I would perform funk or R&B or a little bit soulful jazz tune, so a jazz standard, and take that and maybe bring it into the more modern for some of the younger generation. With That's All, that's a song I've loved. I used to watch The Wedding Singer, and That's All has just been a beautiful, beautiful song, and the words are amazing. And so I, again, wanted to put my personality spin on it and change up the rhythm to it. I didn't want to make it just a ballad. I wanted to make it an R&B, reggaeton type mix and get people out on the dance floor to that one.
A new spins on tunes there. Asia Parham and band. Asia is spelled A-J-A, Parham, P-A-R-H-A-M. And Asia is available on Facebook. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.
Desperate.